Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Well, it's been good. It's been good already this morning. Father's Vineyard is a place that we're declaring is going to be, is a place and shall be in the future, a place where people can come just as they are, be loved and be accepted. Be loved and be accepted just as they are. And that they would be nurtured with truth and loved on in such a way that they will see the very evidence and the manifestation of Jesus Christ, of who he truly is. Not religion. I don't want anybody to come and feel religion, that they're bound up, that they're under law, and that they've, you know, everything is just all bound up. No, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
liberty.
Actually, the actual Greek in that is where the Spirit is Lord. Where the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. So that's pretty powerful, isn't it? Amen. It's been good to be with you here, and it's over these years, and it's going to be our biggest, brightest days are in front. By the way, this the snowstorm was given a name, Helena. Yeah. Helena. Right, Helena, and I didn't know the name snowstorms, but I really didn't. I knew the name hurricanes, you know, but they didn't know the name snowstorms, and they said Helena, and I looked it up, and it's called Bright and Shining Light. And I'm saying, and really, when it's dark, it's still light outside when snow's on the ground. Do you know that? I tell you what, I'm saying, God, you're telling us something, that you're spreading your light all over us, and we're going to glow and we're going to shine. Somebody said shine like new money, you know. Yeah, so it's like, no, let's shine brighter than money. Amen. Amen. I want you to find your way to Isaiah. I'm not going to tell you the chapter. If you're prophetic enough, you'll figure that out, but if not, I will tell you in just a few minutes. No, I'm messing with you. I really am. Deuteronomy says this. You know, we've been talking about this year. What's this year? This is the year 577 in the Hebrew. This Hebrew year, and 2017 for us here. But God is showing us that this is a huge year of the clashing of the swords, and the freedom that we're going to be having, and we will experience. You know, and I hesitate to say, I really don't want to say this is a year of breakthrough. I really believe that what the Lord's drawing me to say, or encouraging me to say, is this is the breaking through year. Yes. Instead of saying the year of breakthrough, it is the breaking through year. How many of you need to break through in some areas in your life? Raise your hand at me. All right, this is the year. You know, this is the year. And this is the time where God is really going to show us how possible the impossible is. Because he's going to bring about impossibility. It looks impossible for us, but he's going to show them as being possible, and he's going to bring the possible of the impossibilities through you and I. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? See, it's impossible to deliver anybody. It's impossible for me and you to deliver anybody from depression in our own power. But it's not impossible for him if we'll just let him work through us to impart to them the freedom that we have. Amen. Amen? Yes. So there, get ready. Hold your hands up. Hold your hands up in front of you. And look. I want you to see hands. And I want you to make this declaration. God, work through these hands. As I lay them upon people. You heal them. You deliver them. You give to them whatever they need from the source that you have. And he's going to give it to us. He is the source, but he's going to be giving us everything that we need to impart that to other people. Amen. You can give him a little praise. That's good. Hallelujah. God is, in Deuteronomy 6, I told you to go to Isaiah, but in Deuteronomy 6, 23, it says, He brought us out from there in order to bring us in to here. He brought us out from there. He brought us out of Egypt in order to bring us into the Canaan land. Everybody say, He brought me out to bring me in. See, God didn't bring us out to leave us out. You know, a lot of Christians have the mentality that you're left out. You're left out of what God's doing. If you're left out of what God's doing, it's because you didn't follow Him. Reverse, rewind. If you feel left out of what God's doing, it's because you didn't follow Him. He's not leaving you out. He's not leaving His children out. He's not leaving His people out. He's leading His people into being more engaged with what He's doing, and therefore we're going to get a lot more accomplished this year than we ever have before. Say this, I'm breaking through for my breakthrough. I'm breaking through for my breakthrough, and we are. You're going to be able to see that this year. You're going to be able to see that in a lot of different ways. But He said He brought us out from there in order to bring us in. He gave us, and He brought us in to give us the land which He swore to our fathers. In other words, He promised something, and He kept His promise. Everybody say, God keeps His promises. Now, I need you to mean it. I really do. Instead of just saying, I really need you to mean it, and He needs you to mean it. He wants you to mean what you say concerning God is a keeper of His. He promised He will. He will keep and He will fulfill. I don't know. By the way, I want to tell you that. See, here I, no, don't be sorry. I just tell you how the Holy Spirit works. I keep looking, and I've looked over there twice, and He has said, say something to her. And I said, well, I don't have nothing to say. Really, that battle goes, look, I'm telling you the truth. It's like He said, say something to her, and I said, I don't have anything to say. But, you know, I went on and came back, and He said, you better say something to her or not. And I said, okay. And then next, I'm thinking I've got something to say, and what it is she's got something to say. But the word that she gave in our roundtable session was togetherness, being together, and the other thing was about the prodigals coming home. And Adam's one of them. Hallelujah, praise God. Oh, it's good. I tell you what, when we follow the Holy Spirit, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's a scary thing sometimes. It's like, Lord, like I said, I don't have anything to say. Well, you just go over and say, I'll give it to you. Okay. Well, I didn't get anything because she had something to say. That's good stuff, isn't it? Lord knows. Don't be sorry. No, I like it. I like it. So He brought you out to bring you in, to take you up, to bring you over, to take you through. Say that again. He said, I said He brought you out to take you in, to take you up, to get you over, to bring you through. Say, out, in, up, over, through. Out, in, up, over, through. I don't like the through part. Just want to let y'all know, I'll go on record, I don't like the through part. I like after the through part. I don't like the through part. The through part means I'm really going through it, Pastor. Me too. Who isn't? Who isn't going through it? If we're not going through it, there's something wrong. Huh? If the devil's not bothering you, you're not bothering him. If he's not bothering you, you're not bothering his kingdom. You're no threat to him. When you become a threat to him, he begins to bother you a little bit and see if he can move you aside or get you to slow down or get you to stop, get you to quit, or get you to get off track. No, everybody say, out, in, up, over, through. This is your year. This is your year. This is my year. This is this church's year. This is this house's year. It's available for everybody. It really is. I read this statement, and that's just resonating inside me when I read it. And I wrote it down. It says, God has an unbending intentionality of finding a way to manifest through your life. I'm going to say that again. God has an unbending intentionality. No, he's not going to waver from it. Unbending intentionality to find a way to manifest through your life. See, he's looking for the cooperation of us saying yes. Of us saying yes, Lord. You ought to get up every morning and say, use me today, Lord. Ever how you want to. Use me today. Ever how you want to. You know, when you do that, you better get ready to get used. And you better get ready to get used in a way that you didn't think he's going to use you that day. When he's in charge of setting your schedule and setting your agenda, he's going to take you places that you didn't plan to go. Because there's a reason why you're going that way. There's a reason why you're there. Amen? So we go through these difficulties and we say, why am I going through this? It's because he's wanting to teach you in the midst of what you're going through so you'll be a different person when you come out. How do I know that? Jesus went into the wilderness and he was led into the wilderness by whom? Anybody know? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness. Now, surely the Holy Spirit would not lead me into this wilderness. Oh, yeah. But the Bible says that after that 40 days and after the testing that he went through, you know, and being ministered to by angels, as spoken of in the Sunday school this morning, it said that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, but it said when he came out full of the Holy Spirit in power. Came out full of the Holy Spirit. He came out full. So what is the reason for your testing? To get full. Well, if he cannot fill us, it's because we're already full of something else. And usually the difficulties that we struggle in is something that shows us what we need to leave behind in order so we can get what we need to get. Amen. So we can go where we need to go. You ever felt like on your journey of life walking with Christ, you said, man, you see, you have these, looks like years of drought, looks like years of, but he says, I'm about to restore that if you're willing to go. And then all of a sudden you turn around and everything, the whole thing is turned around for you. And you really look and you thought you were down and out and thought you were just done and it's over. Everybody say, but God. But God. Amen. Good point, William. But God. See, but God is looking for a people that he can demonstrate his life through. He really is. The question is, are you one of them? If you're one of them, report for duty. Manifest your life through me, Lord. Just go ahead and wave and say, Lord, manifest your life through me. Manifest your life through me. But God has a way of making moments that looks like a long time. You know, he says, I'm coming soon. Whew. Been over 2,000 years. But see, his timing is perfect. Everybody say, his timing is perfect. His timing is perfect. You know, the Bible says that it is through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. It is through faith and patience that we say it loud. It is through faith and patience that we inherit his promises. How many of you have ever heard of a faith movement? You've heard of faith movements? How many of you have ever heard of a patience movement? It is through faith and patience. In other words, there's a waiting. There's a contending. There's a time where you rest in what he said, no matter what it looks like out there. You rest in what he said, no matter what it looks like around you. You rest in what he said. You rest in what he said, no matter what it looks like around you. Amen. And he takes great pleasure. He takes great pleasure in showing you off when you're really going through it. Why is that? Because anybody can praise him when everything's good. You know how I know that? You know how I know? It said, the Bible says in Isaiah that it pleased the Lord to crush Jesus. It pleased the Lord to crush him. I read that a long time ago and I said, that don't sound good to me. I wish that wasn't in the Bible. But it said it pleased the Lord to crush him. Why? Because Father knew what was going to be result, what was going to be the result of the display that Jesus was going to do. See, when we start going through difficult times and going through hardships and going through, well, I don't have what's promised and this is going through this and going through that, you know, he takes pleasure in showing you off to the enemy. Because what he wants us to do is to show forth his praise when it's a sacrifice. When it's something that I don't have what I'm asking for right now, but I'm going to praise him anyway. But I'm going to, why is that? You know, because the Bible says too that he said, in the midst of your enemies, he will do what? He will do, prepare what? So when you got enemies, listen to this, when you got enemies all around you, what should you look for? The table. When heat begins to cook up and enemies are all around you and you feel like you're being squeezed, what are you supposed to look for? The table. Why is that? Because he said, I prepared you one. I prepared you a table in the midst of your enemies. So in the midst of the heat and battle, guess what we're supposed to be doing? Eating. Have you seen the enemy? Yeah. Pass me that steak over there. Yeah. Yeah, but have you seen him out here? Yeah, I know he's there. I seen him. Why? He's just, he's showing you off. And the enemy has to stop and look at you while you bask in his presence and bask in the communion with him and bask in the food and the preparation that he's given you while you enjoy the benefits of knowing God, living in God, and God living in you. And the enemy just can't stand it. Huh? Can't stand it. So, how many of you ever been in that place to where heat was rising and things was getting rough, and what am I going to do? What am I going to do? This is rising up against you. This is rising. How many of you ever been there? Yeah. Find the table. Find the table. That's a good word. He prepares a table before me in the presence of in the presence of the opposition. All this is opposing me. Well, let's sit down and eat. I mean, think about that. Why would he say that? It's because he said, I got this. I'm taking care of you. See, you're not out of view of the enemy. You're just out of reach. You're not out of view. The enemy can see you. He can see you eating. He can see you enjoying. He can see you communing with God. He can see you eating from his table and being provided for right in the midst of the worst calamity that you've ever went through. He can see all that, but he can't reach you. Oh, Lord Jesus. He can see you, but he can't reach you. Well, I've got a lot to say in a short. I feel like Smokey and the Bandit. I got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I didn't say nothing about smoking the bandit, did I? And I said that in church? Yes, I did. So let me skip page 2, page 3. my head is, no, it's fine. I'm just, God help me. Did you go to Isaiah? Well, I'm not there yet. Proverbs 29:18 says, a people without a vision will perish. Another translation says, a people that has no revelation will cast off restraint. Another translation says, when people cannot see what God is doing, they'll stumble all over themselves. Another translation says, when a people has no word from God, they will be uncontrolled. The Bible says, another translation says, when there is no prophetic revelation, when there's no prophetic revelation, people will run wild. So what is this whole thing about? You and I need a word from God. You need a word from God. Now listen, I'm not talking about going, go find a prophet, I'm not talking about that. There ain't nothing wrong with prophetic words. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm talking about you. Everybody say me. You need to have a word from God concerning your life. By the way, this is something you just need to go ahead and do. When you get home, or this week, get you a piece of paper, get you a notebook, and you begin to find out in the word, in the Logos, in the Word of God, you begin to find out what you want, or what you're looking for in Him, and you need to begin to write that down for your life, for your family. You need to have a word for, you need to have a word from God for your family. She had a word from God for the family. What was it? I'm bringing the prodigals home. You know what she did? You know what she did? Being interpreted means did. Do you know what she did? She stood. See, I put a did and a stood and made it did. Public speaking does that with me. What she did, she stood upon the word that God said and stood there till it started to happen. Not until she's still standing there, because you got six more, right? How many more? Well, she's home. Here's one that's come home. Holly, you adopted six and you fostered 36 others. Woman of the century. Yeah. So you got a few more that's coming. So yeah, open up wide, come on. So we have to have this word. You need a word from God. What's God saying about my life? What does God say about my life? What does God say? I know what the enemy's saying about me. Right? I know what he's saying. Well, what does God say? What does God have to say? What is God saying? What does God say about your life? What does God say about your family? Begin to write it down and begin to write that thing down and watch the breakthroughs as they come this year. But I've got a secret for it to get there. What is the breakthrough for your finances? I mean, what is God saying about your finances? You understand what I'm saying? Find out what is God saying. Listen. In the kingdom of God, what you need will be brought to you. Didn't he say, I'll supply all your needs? He said, in the kingdom of God, what you need will be brought to you. What you want, you'll have to go get. What does that mean? If you want maturity, you'll have to go get it. If you want to be growing up in Jesus, you'll have to go get that. Are you with me?
Yes.
So what you need will be brought to you. And I was sick these few days. Brenda brought me what I needed. She brought me soup. She brought me something to drink. That's what I needed. She brought it to me. I didn't have to get up and go get it. But there came a time. Oh. Honey, I want this. It's in the kitchen. Are y'all with me? I remember being down at the Family Life Center and they had some kind of a party. I don't forget which party it was. And little Israel came up to me and that all the little young'uns were serving people the drinks. All the little kids were serving the people the drinks. And little Israel came up to me and says, would you like something to drink? And I said, Israel, I would love something to drink. He said, it's right over there on that table. He's also told me, he said, you need to do this and that. And I said, well, I can't do this and that. He said, well, you're the boss. You know God. I mean, it's just out of children that will make you think about what you're doing. They really will. You need the prophetic vision for your job, for your future, for your church, for your ministry. If you don't have a prophetic vision for your ministry, you need to get one. For what you're supposed to do, you need to get one. Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? What am I holding on to? And what is it that God wants me to do? And get to doing it. I need to show a video. Y'all ready?
Doors that no one can open. He says, behold, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Coach Taylor, the Lord is not through with you yet. You still have an open door here, and until the Lord moves you, you're to bloom right where you're planted. I just felt led to come and tell you that today. Mr. Bridges, you believe God told you to come tell me that?
I do.
I admit to you, I have been struggling. But I've also been praying. I just don't seem to work here.
Grant, I heard a story about two farmers who desperately needed rain. And both of them prayed for rain. But only one of them went out and prepared his fields to receive it. Which one do you think trusted God to send the rain?
Well, the one who prepared his fields for.
Which one are you? God will send the rain when he's ready. You need to prepare your field to receive it.
That's from the film Facing the Giants. A couple of things. He told him, he said, God's not finished with you. And that's the word for you. God's not through with you. But you need to bloom where you are. You need to get planted and you need to bloom where you are. God's got a big purpose for your life. Huge purpose. Huge destiny. But bloom where you are. And you can't be bloomed without being planted. Being planted. Everybody say planted. You need to be able to be planted in what it is that's happening here and what it is that God's wanting you to do. And the word that he's given you for your family, for your career, for your future. How many of you know God has a plan for your future? We need to cooperate with his plan. Second thing is that the coach said, I don't see him at work here. I don't see him doing anything here. I don't see anything going on. You know, the enemy can cover your eyes in such a way that you do not see what God is actually doing, and the thing that is about to happen is right next to you. He said, I just don't see him at work here. And the thing was, two farmers asking for rain. One of them went out and did what? Say it again. Prepared the field. Now, what you're asking God for in your promises, your job is to make preparations to get ready to receive it. Bloom where you are means get planted, get engaged, get involved, get active. Be activated in what God is doing. And see, you ought to have a vision or a revelation or a vision for this church that you go to, for this house. There should be something in you that there's just a stirring that's about to, that you know something's about to happen and you're going to stand till it happens. Are you with me? Anybody can hoop and holler when everything is great. But when you're getting squeezed and you feel like, God ain't doing nothing, that's the time that the enemy will try to disperse. Stay planted, stay put, and begin to bloom. Keep watering what it is that God told you. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Keep watering what God told you. Get ready for the rain to come, because it's coming. Get ready for the rain to come to this house, to this county. Get ready. Prepare the field. Get ready for what's coming to this county. I pray with pastors that are crying out for revival. We want revival. We want revival. In the kingdom, what you need will be brought to you. What you want, you'll have to go get. Look, we're waiting on revival just to fall. We want revival, but we still don't want to have anything to do with each other. Bring revival, Lord. I said, well, when are you going to start loving the church next to you? He's just going to bring us revival anyway. I'm saying let's go get it. How are we going to do that? Start displaying who he is everywhere you go. Start displaying who he is, not who the denomination is, not who the church is, who your congregation. Display who he is no matter where you go, and you'll be preparing for revival. Why? Because you're going to get it. Are y'all with me? Get ready. It's coming. Don't get frustrated. Don't get weary in well-doing. For in due season, you're going to reap. Everybody say, due season, I'm reaping. That's good stuff. So what's your homework this week? Get you a piece of paper. Get you a notebook. Sit down. Find the word. Find what God's saying about you, your life, your family, your finances, your job, your ministry, your church, your kids, your marriage, whatever. Find out what God is saying and then start planting on the promise. Everybody say, I'm going to plant on the promise. And I'm telling you, he never lies. And next week we'll talk about, what about after I do that? Come back next week and we'll talk about it. Amen? Amen. Let's stand to our feet as we worship him. Isn't it amazing that you can be in a service that somebody will say, I felt the Holy Spirit all over this service today. And you run into others and say, huh? I felt like it was a little long, me. Are you with me? You know, and you know why? You know why that is? It is where you are and what you want to receive to be able to receive what God has for you. Like I said, in the midst of your enemies, if you don't find the table and you don't sit at the table, you won't be eating at the table. You'll still be battling the enemies when you're supposed to be feasting. That's a good word. It really is. This is a place of hope. This is a place of faith. This is a place of salvation. This is a place of deliverance. This is a place of healing. This is a place of courage. This is a place of getting through. When everybody wants to quit, we're going to endure. He that endureth to the end. We're going to be endure and people who endure. We're going to find out next week how to do that properly, biblically, in a righteous way. Amen. Amen. Grab somebody's hand next to you. Lord, I thank you so much for this congregation. I thank you for this people. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your promises. Your promises are yes and amen. Say that. Your promises are yes and amen. Say it again. God bless you. You're free to go. Amen. Come back next week. Invite somebody.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.